So are you ready
for your show?
Hola, baby. Soy Little Steven. Bienvenido a Little Steven's Underground Garage and Rock FM.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Hola, familia. Buenas noches. Soy Carlos Medina y un domingo más volvemos a encontrarnos en el Underground Garage de Little Steven aquí en Rock FM. Esta noche, el guitarrista de Springsteen hablará de música, cine y demás curiosidades que se le pasen por la cabeza. En fin, ya le conocemos. Mucha tela por cortar, de modo que no me enredo mucho más y, si te parece, recibimos a Little Steven. Lo hacemos con música, concretamente con el que fue el debut de la banda californiana Count Five, Psychotic Reaction. Buenas noches, Little. Arranca el Underground Garage aquí en Rock FM.
Welcome, fellow freaks, misfits, and outcasts. Teenagers of all ages, you have reached sanctuary. 2 hours of sanity in an increasingly insane world. Out there, you choke on the pollution of mediocrity. In here, we supply the oxygen of greatness. Drowning in an ocean of confusion, we supply the life preserver of clarity. Anger, confusion, running out of energy. We've got the cure for all of that, and in spite of the fact that we were wild animals once, running free, and now have been driven underground, and some of us captured and put in cages. I am Little Steven, the zookeeper. More like the guy who cleans out the cages, actually. When night falls, we tell fairy tales here, only our fairy tales come true. They are stories full of interesting characters, told by interesting characters. Tales of sexually tormented teenagers expressing themselves in candy-colored metal flake machines, burning rubber on backwoods blacktops, and dancing like their life depended on it, because it did and does. Compelled to move to the savage rhythms, the primitive beat, shaking off society's rules, exercising their inhibitions, realizing life has no limitations except those we choose to accept. They lived in another time, but not anymore. Now they live in your time, in your town, on your block, in your own house. But they came from a galaxy far, far away, a place called Rock and Roll.
Baby, I feel good from the moment I arrive. Feel good from morning to the end of the day. To the end of the day. You and me, we live this life. When we get up to the music night.
This is Wolf of Goofa Mama Tufa Pete Wolf from the Jay Giles Band, your little lover boy at the Green Teeth, and you're listening to Little Steven's Underground Garage, only the best and later for the garbage. We'll be right back.
some loving tonight.
This is not a psychotic episode. This is a cleansing moment of clarity. I'm imbued, Max. I'm imbued with some special spirit. It's not a religious feeling at all. It's a shocking eruption of great electrical energy. I feel vivid and flashing as if suddenly I'd been plugged into some great electromagnetic field. I feel connected to all living things, to flowers, birds, all the animals of the world, and even to some great unseen living force, what I think the Hindus call prana. It is not a breakdown. I've never felt more orderly in my life. It is a shattering and beautiful sensation. It is the exalted flow of the space-time continuum, save that it is spaceless and timeless and of such loveliness.
Give yourself
Go someplace where we can talk.
No. Our private conversations have not been such that I'm anxious to continue them. Forgive my speaking so bluntly, but it is the truth.
You mean last night? What else could I do? I had to throw in with her. I don't know where the bird is. Neither do you. She does. How are we going to get it if I don't play along with it?
You always have a very smooth explanation ready, huh?
What do you want me to do? Learn to stutter?
Began with Psychotic Reaction, written by the Count Five for everybody's first day at school, or at a new job, or having sex with someone for the first time. You know, normal reaction. Till the end of the day, the very cool Kinks, and their third album, Kink Controversy, written by Ray Davis, as he likes it pronounced now, and produced by Shel Ptolemy. No plans on getting back together for the Jay Giles Band, tragically. Just saw Peter Wolf the other day, though, and he is looking great. Always has. Hasn't changed a bit. One of the great frontmen of all time, and one of the most exciting bands ever. Cruising for Love was from their first album.
If You Brain with Ginger Wildheart and Ryan Hamilton out of Newcastle. Get it from roundrecords.bandcamp.com.
Johnny Rivers was the house band at the Whiskey A Go-Go, where Elmer Valentine invented Go-Go Girls. Secret Agent Man was the theme from the TV show, written by P.F. Sloan and Steve Barry. And the Raspberries would invent power pop with Go All The Way, 1972.
Eric Carmen, Wally Bryson and the gang, produced by Jimmy Einer. What an amazing sound. We should name the rhythm section also, Jim Bonfanti and Dave Smalley. Come on back, we're going to the movies.
Sigues en Rock FM escuchando el Underground Garage de Little Steven. Una constante que me encanta del garaje es que el cine siempre ocupa un lugar especial en el show, y en ese sentido esta noche Little Steven quiere recordar la película que ha estado viendo estos días, The Idol Maker, estrenada en Estados Unidos en 1980 y dirigida por Taylor Hackford. La película se basa en buena parte en la vida de Bob Marucci, compositor, manager y productor de cine que se hizo especialmente popular por ser el descubridor de jóvenes talentos como por ejemplo Frankie Avalon. A lo largo de este ratito de radio disfrutaremos de algunas de las canciones que formaron parte de la banda sonora de aquella peli. Puedo adelantarte que la primera en sonar será Darlene Love. Dale, Little.
So I'm watching this movie, The Idol Maker, the other day, which I hadn't seen since it came out. Remember that? It's still pretty cool, until the very last scene, which was nauseating 20 years ago and still is, but up till then, it's a great movie. Ray Sharkey played the role of real-life Robert Marcucci, the manager who discovered Fabian and Frankie Avalon in that weird period in between the pioneers of the 50s. All disappearing, and the Beatles coming on the scene. There was that fascinating couple of years in there where a lot of interesting things went down. Jeff Barry wrote and produced the songs, which were all great, as you would expect in the movie. Jeff Barry, of course, best known for his collaborations with his wife Ellie Greenwich and producer Phil Spector. They literally defined the girl group sound of the early 60s, writing the Crystals' "Da Do Run Run" and "Then He Kissed Me," the Ronettes' "Be My Baby" and "Baby I Love You," and of course Darlene Love's classic Christmas song, "Christmas Baby Please Come Home," and "Leader of the Pack" and "Walking in the Sand" for the Shangri-Las. So, not a bad list, right? Anyway, like I say, the movie's cool and captures that era before the Beatles changed everything. It's kind of a lost era in the history of rock and roll. So we would recommend it, if you can get hold of it. Let's hear the always amazing Darlene Love singing the movie's title track. We'd kiss.
You want to know something, kid? You got the look. You know the guys in the fan magazines? That's it, Tommy. They got it. I can make it happen for you if you want it.
What's it going to be, pizza or caviar?
What's caviar?
Help me buy the gas.
when are you coming to Jersey to see us play?
All the way to Jersey. What do I need that for?
Hey, so where is it? The North Pole? I mean, it's been 3 years now. You never heard me play before.
I'm looking for singers, not saxophone players.
Hey, we got a singer, Vinny. A new kid, Jimmy Ryan. Blonde hair, blue eyes. Great kid. You got to hear him.
No thanks, cuz.
What do you mean, no thanks, bro? What are you going to do, Vinny? Sit home and read that fan magazine?
Just let me tell you something, okay? I can learn a lot from this. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter whether it's Tony C, Rock Hudson, Elvis. They all got it right there. Right in the windows. You know what I mean? Your friend there,
Jimmy Ryan.
He's not going to be a star.
What do you mean?
I mean, women don't want the blonde singing idols. They want dark hair. They like dark hair. Take Frank Sinatra, Elvis. You know what I mean?
Idolmaker, and you are listening to Little Steven and the Underground Garage. His show plays the coolest songs, but now I know he's super cool, because he's discovered the Idolmaker, which was my first feature. Ray Sharkey played the Idolmaker. It was about the making of teenage idols back in the late 50s. The film was released in 79, and it got great reviews, but hardly anybody saw it. But it's still near and dear to my heart as my first feature film. It was an original musical with the songs written by Jeff Barry. The fact that Little Steven knows the soundtrack is really gratifying to me. It was a lot of fun, and I think we captured something very special back then.
We started with the opening title track of The Idolmaker, Ooh Wee Baby by Darlene Love, written by the absolute living legend, Jeff Barry, who had a bunch of cool things in the movie. We'll play some of that other stuff one of these days.
Let It Burn, Blackberry Smoke. The band produced it. Charlie Starr wrote it. Get it from ThreeLeggedRecords.com.
This one's a little bit harder to find. The Cake, Baby That's Me, is a song written by Jack Nitzsche and Jackie DeShannon, produced by Green and Stone, arranged by Harold Batiste. All of those names notable. Harold coming from New Orleans, and bringing all those New Orleans session guys with him. Charlie Green and Brian Stone were involved with Buffalo Springfield and Sonny and Cher, and they discovered these three girls singing in New York, Jeanette, Barbara, and Eleanor, now called Chelsea, and they call them the Cake. Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Bill Wyman, Charlie Watts, and Brian Jones. I'm Free, from their fifth American album, December's Children, which didn't exist in England, but was a very cool album, produced by the inevitable Andrew Lou Goldham. And the Mothers of Invention, Frank Zappa's little tribute to Hey Joe, flower punk, from We're Only In It For the Money. Not a hint of cynicism anywhere in a single bone in Frank Zappa's body. You gotta give him that. Not a hint. And we opened and closed with two cool tracks from Idol Maker. Peter Gallagher doing his own singing on Baby. Cesare was his character. The other character in the film, Tommy D, played by Paul Land, actually had the singing done by Jesse Frederick, and he would go on to become quite a writer of TV theme songs, Full House and Family Matters, among others. But Peter Gallagher did his own singing. Very cool.
Esto es Rock FM y estamos despidiendo el finde junto a Little Steven aquí en el Underground Garage de Rock FM. Es habitual que el guitarrista de Springsteen dedique parte del show a recordar a algún personaje que le llama especialmente la atención. Esta noche, por ejemplo, quiere detenerse en la figura del músico Al Kooper. Por cierto, casi vecino de Little Steven, nació en Brooklyn, Nueva York. Al Kooper es un músico de talento precoz. Con 14 años ya tocaba la guitarra en la banda de Royal Teens y con 16 escribió su primer gran éxito, Diamond Dog. Y parece que Kooper no es hombre de perder mucho el tiempo. Con 21 años conoció a Bob Dylan y participó en las sesiones de grabación del álbum Highway 61 Revisited, aquel con el que dicen Dylan se volvió eléctrico. Fue Al Kooper precisamente quien improvisó el riff de órgano tan característico de la canción Like a Rolling Stone, en un momento además en que Dylan no sabía muy bien cómo resolver la canción y Kooper lo hizo mientras improvisaba. Kooper es un reputado músico de sesión que ha trabajado con artistas de la talla de B.B. King, Jimi Hendrix, The Who, Cream o, por ejemplo, los Stones, entre otros muchos. Esta noche, sin duda, es uno de los grandes protagonistas del Underground Garage. Dale, maestro.
Alan Peter Kooper Schmidt is our freak of the week, but you can call him Al. Al Kooper, that is. Born February 5th in Brooklyn. By the age of 14, he was the guitar player in the Royal Teens, having a hit with Short Shorts. Yeah. All right, roll over Beethoven, it wasn't. But just a few years later, he would co-write This Diamond Ring, which he'd intended to give to Benny King, but it ended up with Gary Lewis and the Playboys, and would be a very cool record, actually. But for some reason, to this day, Al is, unfortunately, still embarrassed about it. At the age of 21, his buddy Tom Wilson told him he could hang out at a session he was producing for Bob Dylan. Al had been doing some session work as a guitar player, so he went to the session hoping to play on the song. And this led to one of the great stories in rock history, which we've told many times, but we'll briefly tell you again. As he was taking out his guitar, in blows Bob Dylan and Mike Bloomfield, out of the wind and rain, like out of a hurricane in a Hollywood movie. Bloomfield was part of the already local legends Paul Butterfield Blues Band, but no one quite knew them yet. Now, Mike Bloomfield was not the most formal character in the world. He walked in with his guitar on his shoulder with no case, it dripping wet from the rain. He wipes it off with a towel, plugs it in, and starts casually warming up. Well, about three licks into his casual warm-up, Al Kooper quietly put his guitar away and slid into the control room, knowing he was not going to play guitar on the session. So after a take or two of the song, suddenly Al says to Tom Wilson, "You know what, I got an idea for an organ part." "Yeah, but Al," says Tom, "you don't play organ."
Yeah, but I'm hearing something cool, says Al. Forget it, says Wilson. But the producer gets a phone call, the phone call of destiny, as it would turn out, and Al sneaks into the studio while Wilson's on the phone and sits down at the organ, which was luckily left on by Paul Griffin, who Dylan had just moved from organ to piano, because the Hammond B3 has this like very tricky startup mechanism, and there's no way he could have got it turned on if it wasn't already left on. So they do a few more takes, and they're in the control room listening back, and Bob Dylan says to Tom Wilson, "Turn that organ part up, will you? I can't hear it." And Wilson says, "Listen, man, I'm sorry. You know, this cat kind of just sat down at the organ. He's not really an organ player." And Dylan says, "Don't tell me who's an organ player and who's not. Turn it up." And suddenly, there was a signature riff of the song that would help make Like a Rolling Stone a hit, and the Al Kooper legend began. He would play with Dylan at the infamous Newport Folk Festival a few weeks later, then form the Blues Project, then form Blood, Sweat, and Tears. He'd play with the Rolling Stones, that's his organ and French horn on the intro of You Can't Always Get What You Want, and he would discover and produce the first three Lynyrd Skynyrd albums, then write Backstage Passes and Backstabbing Bastards, Memoirs of a Rock and Roll Survivor, among his many, many, many accomplishments. Our Freak of the Week, Al Kooper.
Well, I ride on a bell train, can't buy me no thrill. Well, I've been up all night, leaning on my windowsill. Well, if I die on top of the hill, if I don't make it, you know my baby will. Hit it. Don't go. Good mama, going down over the trees. Don't the brakeman look good mama, flagging down the double E. Don't the sun look good, going down over the sea. Lost.
a son. Abe said, man, you must be putting me on. God said, no. Abe said, what? God said, you can do what you want, Abe, but next time you see me coming, you better run. Well, Abe said, where you want this killing done? God said, hold on, Highway 61. Well, Georgia Sam, he had a bloody nose. Welfare department, they wouldn't give him no clothes. They asked poor Howard, where can I go? Howard said, there's only one place I know. Sam said, tell me quick, man, I got to run. Oh, Howard just pointed with his gun and said, that way down Highway 61. Well, Mac the Finger said to Louis the King, I got 40 red, white, blue shoestrings and 1,000 telephones that don't ring. Do you know where I can get rid of these things? And Louis the King said, let me think for a minute, son. Then he said, yes, I think it can be easily done. Just take everything down to Highway 61. Told her first father that things weren't right. My complexion, she says, is much too white. He said, come here and step into the light. He says, you're right. Let me tell the second mother this has been done. But the second mother was with the seventh son, and they were both out on Highway 61. He was very bored, trying to create a next world war. He found a promoter who nearly fell off the floor. He said, I never engaged in this kind of thing before, but yes, I think it can be very easily done. We'll just put some bleachers out in the sun and have it on Highway 61.
Hi, this is Al Cooper, and you are with Little Steven in the Underground Garage, where the music is a lot better than in the Overground Garage.
Change the rain cloud into flowers. And I can see that you're afraid. You think it's some kind of mistake that you made. Well, let me set your heart at ease. Cause I'm down on my bended knees. Say it to you. No time at the right time. Baby, the right time is now. Yeah.
No rich lady with any class at all buys that cowboy crap anymore. They're laughing at you on the street.
Ain't nobody laughing at me on the street.
Behind your back, I seen them laughing at you, fella.
Oh, what the hell do you know about women anyway? When's the last time you scored, boy?
It's a matter, I only talk about a confession. We're not talking about me now.
Well, when's the last time you've been to confession?
It's between me and my confessor. And I'll tell you another thing. Frankly, you're beginning to smell. And for a stud in New York, that's a handicap.
Going to the hop? The freshman hop?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man. That place is for kids. You two just got your ass out of there. Don't go back there.
You ain't got no emotions. We are going to remember all of the good times is what we're gonna do.
Yeah, well, go.
Come on, for old time's sake.
Yeah, well, listen, you go. Go ahead, Curtsy baby. You go on over there and you remember all the good times you won't be having. I ain't going off some goddamn fancy college. I'm staying right here, having fun as usual.
It's not
something. Yeah. I got the fever. I got the fever.
Started our tribute to Al Kooper with the Super Sessions, a record Al would do with Mike Bloomfield on some tracks and Steve Stills on some tracks. That was one featuring Steve Stills, It Takes a Lot to Laugh, It Takes a Train to Cry, one of Dylan's songs from the Highway 61 album, which Al would play on. And then we heard the title track from that legendary sixth album by Bob Dylan. For some reason that remains a mystery to this day, Tom Wilson was replaced or left voluntarily after cutting Like a Rolling Stone for Highway 61. And Bob Johnston would do the rest of the album, as well as the seventh album, Blonde on Blonde. Those two albums considered Bob's best by most people. No Time Like the Right Time was the Blues Project, their fifth single, 1967. And Tom Wilson and Jerry Schoenbaum would co-produce that. The extremely important Danny Kalb playing lead guitar with the Blues Project.
Need You Tonight, Bonnie Raitt. Her new album is Dig In Deep. We highly recommend it. Andrew Farris and Michael Hutchins wrote the song, originally for NXS, and Bonnie doing a very cool cover of it.
Gary Lewis and the Playboys, As Advertised, This Diamond Ring, a fabulous record. I cannot imagine why Al doesn't like it. Leon Russell playing those keyboards. And from one of the great records of all time, the legendary Blues Project record Projections, Wake Me, Shake Me, once again produced by Tom Wilson in his sort of hands-off method. Let the boys play method. It's pretty much live, as far as I can tell. Very cool stuff. And we'll be right back with our coolest song in the world this week.
Rock FM, llegamos al momento clásico por excelencia del Underground Garage, ese instante en el que Little Steven comparte con nosotros la música que le ha llamado, bueno, especialmente la atención estos últimos días. Esta noche, la canción más chula de la semana viene de la mano de Wildlife con la canción Teenage Heart.
Todo tuyo, Little.
You know what that sound means. Take out your phone, open up the Shazam app, and Shazam us right now. Our coolest song in the world comes from every borough of New York City. Please welcome back to the Underground Garage stage, Wildlife.
Suppose I'll never learn my lesson. Should have shaken off my adolescence. By now, but I don't know how or when. You got to be so attractive. But now you're holding my emotions captive. Round and round we go again. I have a record. I recognize your face. For the record, you put me back in the place. My head's in high school. You threw me back to the start. And I'm a little bit older. I still have a teenage heart. I got a teenage heart. Yeah.
Hello, this is Chris Hillman from The Birds. You're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage, a very cool place to be.
Woke up this morning with light in my eyes, and then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Up this morning I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window they'd written my name. Said so long, we'll see you again. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along?
I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
Question for the barbecue chef. Don't you think there is an inherent danger in sending underqualified civilians into space?
I'll field this one. The only danger is if they send us to that terrible planet of the apes. Wait a minute. Statue of Liberty. That was our planet! You maniacs! You blew it up! Damn you! Damn you all to hell!
Care about. Oh no.
Don't you tell me my baby's just a playboy. Don't you tell me my baby's just a playboy.
That's a lie.
I will listen to a single word you say.
He's my guy.
Don't you tell me my baby's just a playboy.
He's true.
He's true.
He's true to me. So girl, you better shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
Baby, I'm rocking my mind.
That set with our coolest song in the world this week, Teenage Heart from Wildlife. The new album is out, out on your block. It's called. Dave Feldman, Sammy Allen wrote it, and they're joined by Spencer Alexander and Stevie Dios. Dan Dixon producing with Tuck Smith, and our own Jeff Sanoff mixing. Get it from wickedcoolrecords.com. Our coolest song in the world this week, Teenage Heart. Wildlife.
Hey, Mr. Spaceman from the Birds. The Cookies, Don't Say Nothing Bad About My Baby. Jerry Goffin and Carole King writing that one and probably producing it too. Classic early girl group, Roots of Garage. And from Roger the Engineer, also known as Over Under Sideways Down, The Yardbirds and Rack My Mind. One of their many cool ripoffs of classic blues material they took credit for. Yeah, the two hyphenated guys working on that one, Paul Samuel Smith and Simon Napier Bell. Paul moving from bass player to producer in that period. Simon Napier Bell, one of the all-time classic characters in the history of rock and roll. We have to do a whole show on him one day. He has three books that I know of, and you should read them all. Amazingly hilarious. So stick around because, let's face it, you got nothing else to do.
Sigues en el Underground Garage de Little Steven aquí en Rock FM. Nos estamos acercando ya al final del show de esta noche, pero antes de despedirnos, bueno, quería compartir contigo a una artista de esas a las que Little Steven recuerda con especial cariño. Me refiero a Mary Wells, quien fuera una de las grandes cantantes que aportara con su talento el despegue de la compañía de discos histórica, como es la Motown. Nació en Detroit y con 19 años comenzó a colaborar con el compositor Smokey Robinson, junto a quien lanzó grandes clásicos como My Guy o Two Lovers. Pero casi mejor que lo comparta contigo un gran admirador suyo, como es Little Steven. Dale, maestro.
One of the earliest success stories of Motown was a lady named Mary Wells. She was as heroic as she was brilliant, had a ridiculously tough childhood, was blind and deaf and paralyzed for a while. How's that for a combination? And then tragically had a horrible end as well, getting cancer with no health insurance and dying penniless. But in between, made some of the greatest records ever made. You older Motown fans out there probably remember her from her collaborations with the great writer, producer, and star in his own right, Smokey Robinson. You Beat Me to the Punch and Two Lovers and My Guy. They all had that sort of delicate sound that Smokey created, mimicking really his own style. But what you may not have heard were her very, very different early R&B hits. She had three in a row, starting with her absolute greatest record, which was her first record, a song she wrote and brought to Berry Gordy in 1959 for Jackie Wilson, who Gordy was working with. She came in through Berry's assistant Robert Bateman, and Bateman had her sing it for Gordy. And Gordy said, "Forget Jackie Wilson, baby, you're doing this yourself." And here it is, recorded in 1960, went straight to the top 10 on the R&B charts, and actually got to 45 on the white pop charts. Quite an accomplishment in those days. Mary Wells, like you probably have never heard her before, "Bye Bye Baby."
Well, you know you took my heart.
You make yourself famous by protest.
That's not... Who does? Not
you.
Me. No, why? Make myself famous by singing smut.
I made myself famous by writing songs and lyrics about the beauty of the things that I did and the ugliness, too.
You're a great poet,
you make
poet,
yourself
I will
famous
admit.
By saying, down with this, down with that, no. Throw eggs at this, throw eggs at that.
I hope not.
Take it with you.
That's not what I want.
I cannot use your abuse. You may have it back.
Woman, baby, I'm Sicilians are great liars. I'm Sicilian. My father was the world heavyweight champion of Sicilian liars. From growing up with him, I learned the pantomime. There are 17 different things a guy can do when he lies to give himself away. Guy's got 17 pantomimes. Woman's got 20, guy's got 17. But if you know them, like you know your own face, they'd be lie detectors all to hell. Now, what we got here is a little game of show and tell. You don't want to show me nothing, but you tell me everything. I know you know where they are, so tell me. Before I do some damage, you won't walk away from.
Started with one of the great records of all time, as far as I'm concerned, and a bit of a surprise from Mary Wells, if you are just familiar with her pop career. Bye Bye Baby, her very first single from Motown, 1960. She wrote it. Berry Gordy and Robert Bateman arranged and produced it. And it's amazing, right? I want to thank Ganya Raven for turning me on to that one. Elmore James, he was on about 20 different labels all at the same time. Look on Yonder's Wall was on Fire Label, I believe, 1961. And one of the great voices in all of blues music, or any other kind for that matter. One of the five outtakes from the Hard Day's Night film, When I Get Home, the Beatles, as I've said many times, any other band could start a career with their outtakes. Very cool stuff, 1964. And it's going to be all right. The Ramones from Mondo Bizarro, written by Joey Ramone and Andy Chernoff, the legendary writer and leader of the Dictators, Joey, Johnny, CJ, and Marky Ramone, and produced by Ed Giant Stasium. You know what that sound means. Take out your phone, open up the Shazam app, and Shazam us right now.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.
We want to thank the Seminole Hard Rock Cafes, Hotels, and Casinos worldwide. Been there with us from the beginning. Jimmy Allen and the gang. And our special thanks to the Seminole Native Americans. Coolest Indian tribe ever. Our new distributor is Sun Broadcast Group. I want to thank Ron Rivlin, who does the U.S., and Jessica D'Agostine. Radio Express does the international affiliates. So if somebody gets you a radio station for Christmas, call Ron or Jessica, and you can have this show and be the coolest cat on your block. You can get the Underground Garage app at iTunes or Google Play. You can go to facebook.com/undergroundgarage or undergroundgarage.com. You can tweet me at Stevie Van Zandt. Please don't do it if you're a twittiot. Yes, I had to make that name up. I'm lucky. I get more friends than not. And of course, if you're looking for any kind of fab gear, you know, vintage equipment or new stuff or anything having to do with guitars or keyboards or drums or anything having to do with rock and roll, you got to go to Andy Babuk's fabgear.com. Babuk is B-A-B-I-U-K, emphasis on the U-K. You can Shazam us during the coolest song or credits and win some stuff. And special thanks, of course, to Alan Freed. See you next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
Nice ride.
Go back to Jersey, you moron!
That's entertainment. That's entertainment.